If I say the words lights, camera, action, does that make you snap into position, put the pout on, and like, you know, that thing where you like, you kind of, I don't know, put your hips in a weird place. You know what I mean, Anna? You're an expert at this kind of photo thing. Oh, she's raising her boobs. That too.
Yeah, totally. I know exactly what you mean. It fills me with fear.
Oh, actually, I think for me, it makes me go and turn the other way. Well, photos is the subject of this particular episode. It's been a photo that has inspired many of you to start your weight loss journey. It's been a photo that's made you feel proud of what you've done. Yeah, it's almost like documenting the evidence of the reality of the situation. So we are sharing more of your stories of incredible things, from photos of, you know, family moments, of graduations, of holidays, of, you know, sharing the birth of your children, prom photos. There are so many different stories, but we're wondering, before you hit start, go grab that photo. Go look at that photo that you've been dreading or putting off, and just have that in your mind as you start to listen to this podcast. Because I think it may help you. It's good to look back sometimes as well as look forwards. So this is Photos. This is the episode of Slimming World Podcast. Are you filing your nails?
Sorry.
Are you actually filing your nails? Are you concentrating?
I am concentrating. I just literally... Sorry, I hadn't even thought you were recording. No, apologise.
Well, whilst Anna finishes filing her nails, we'll play some theme music so that she can get the job done properly. Yes, yes. Thanks for turning up, Anna. I outed you. I love that.
Oh, she did out me. I thought she couldn't see me. I forgot she could hear me.
To be honest, though, I mean, I've literally just rocked up and I have still got my gym gear on from going to the gym this morning. I haven't even had a shower. I've not brushed my hair. Do you know what I actually have done, though? This is so stupid. And he was Instagramming it as well, live. And as he was Instagramming next to me doing my workout, I thought, oh my God, have I got my jogging bottoms inside out? Because the seam's down the outside. But then I've just got home and I've realised maybe I haven't. So I don't know.
It's so strange.
Evidence, photographic evidence. It's not something I enjoy.
No, or me. Unless I'm in control.
Well, so you've mentioned photos in the past few weeks, haven't you? Because you said you wanted... You know, something that was motivating you throughout lockdown was having those photos this summer with Daisy, with Phil, and not wanting to edit them, like be in them and enjoy them. And,
yeah. And just not be worried that it had to be an orchestrated photo that I was in control of. Like someone could take a photo at a bad angle and I wouldn't want it burnt.
Yeah, I get that. I think there's what really kind of amazed me on this week, again, an episode that's been inspired by so many of your messages. Go on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. Just how honest people really are when they send these messages. And it's almost like it becomes another aspect that you need to control. And it kind of takes over and you start restricting your life. And I suppose in a way it taps into some of the things that we talked about last week.
The fear.
You know, when we were talking about fear. I found that quite interesting. But the letter or the message that we got from Joe, I think really, really kind of made me think, we need to talk about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do listen to and read your comments and stuff. So keep sending those. Email us, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com or Insta, whichever is easiest for you. But so Jo basically wrote to us because she said that we really helped her. It was at the end of episode 62, which I think is the one which is about mind your language, not just your waistline. She said, there is a photo of me and my nan that I absolutely hate. She's not here anymore. And after listening, I feel like I can be happier about it now. about the photo, because that was the reality and I enjoyed the time that we spent together. And I think I was, the story I was talking about was this photo of me with my mom on holiday. And basically it was the best holiday we had as a family, but I just didn't want to look at any of those photos anymore. And now I reflected after having that conversation with Linda that I needed to put it in a frame and I needed to put it on my windowsill. It's in my bedroom. And especially with lockdown, you know, what's happened with my mom in recent months? Nah, I want to hold on to that. So photos are, they are things that bring us good memories, bad memories. Sometimes we hate them, sometimes we love them. But it's weird how it's just effectively a piece of paper.
But, you know, that's just made me sob. And you know why? Because when you've got someone that's gone, it's all you've got. And I look at pictures of my dad now that I hated when they were taken. And now I think I wish I'd loved it, because that's all I've got of him. That's the memory I've got of that day. And how hating the photos at the time made me so sad. And now I just think I'd be 15 stone heavier if I could get 10 seconds of that photo back. So at the time, the photo felt so painful, but now it's the thing that brings me so much joy, because I don't even look at me in the photos with Dad anymore. I just look at his face. And I think it's really important that you might not realise how important that photo being taken at the time is until it's too late. Until you look back and that person's not there anymore, because your fear of what you look like in the photo and not having it taken could mean a memory is missed or a memory is lost. You know, my wedding photos give me so much joy, not only because I got married and they were beautiful, but my dad's smiling, my dad's walking, my dad was there, and that's a piece of him I've got. So yeah, I totally understand how she feels about hating the photo, but that's what you've got now of your nan, because I'm there. Oh, where did that come from?
But then you've got more than just a photo. Like, I remember I had a clear out a few years ago, and I was just moving house so much, and I was dragging all this stuff with me, and I had to just let go of, I don't know, things like old diaries and letters and all kinds of stuff. But I thought, I always have it in my head.
But I think it's a fear. Like, I haven't heard my dad's voice for nearly 4 years. I haven't seen his face. I haven't smelt his smell. And the memory's great, but you want that to be real. And the photo is something that's tangible. The photo is something you can see. Because I think, when you lose someone that's so, so close to you, the fear is that you're going to forget them. The fear is that you won't remember what they look like. You won't remember what they sound like. And of course you will. But that those photos give... I've got photos of my dad all in my bedroom. So it's the last thing I look at night when I go to sleep. And that gives me so much comfort. So while I've got every letter he's ever written me, I've got his shirts in, made into pillows, photos for me really evoke something that nothing else will. I couldn't watch a video of him. To this day, I couldn't. But the photo just fills me with a lot of joy and a lot of comfort. So, yeah, I think it's very individual photos, though, isn't it? And what you see in photos is different every time you look at it. Like, I used to be a really selfish photo person. I don't know if you were like this. So there'd be a photo of the whole family. I wouldn't care what my mum looked like, what my dad looked like. I'd be looking like, how fat do I look? Is the cushion in the right position? Is my hair bad? And it's not until you become feel better about yourself that you can look at that photo in a different way and say, oh, I remember that day, or I remember that. I became so obsessed about what I looked like in the photo that drove me. And I think that's what a lot of listeners have been saying. You know, it stops you having photos, or it makes you... So on my Facebook, no one can tag me in anything. And it's not for privacy. It's because I want to see the photo before anybody else does. How bad's that?
No, I think that's also a safety feature too.
I didn't do that for safety, Claire. But you see what I mean? I put that in place because I didn't want anyone to see a dodgy photo of me. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we had our Slimming World photo shoot? Like, I almost had a magnifying glass out.
It's hard. It was super hard. And actually, there were so many photos that, both of us just went, no.
No. Veto.
No. And there's nothing wrong with them, really. But
I would look at those photos. Yeah. But it's how we felt about ourselves, didn't we?
So then it's like, how do we take... Clearly, occasionally, we talk some sense. Like, your really? Reflection there. Yeah, I know. I know. We do sometimes. I mean, you do it for a job, talking sense.
Really?
To other people. Whether you take your own advice is another thing. But that lesson, that thing that you know you're saying about your dad, like, you look back and you think... No, I needed to just embrace those photos. And maybe now we take like 10, 15, 20 of the photos from a bad angle just because we have them. How do we kind of take that thinking to make sure that we don't do it in our present and our future?
That's the tough bit. And I have to remind myself every time a photo gets taken that actually this is going to serve a memory to Daisy. This could be Daisy's photo of me that she looks at, or this could be something that someone else cherishes of an event. And I have to take me out of it. It's about, I think what I became when I was overweight or didn't like myself was quite selfish in that respect. So I now try with Daisy and the photographs, and I've really worked on this in lockdown, is let's just do it. Doesn't matter if I haven't got my makeup on. It doesn't matter, because actually it's not what I look like that matters. It's the memory that it may evoke or the happiness it may give her. But that's taken a really long time to get to. And you know, don't get me wrong. No, I love a photo where I look good. You know, would I post that on Instagram before I posted the picture of me with 46 chin? Yes, because in me is still that very insecure woman that doesn't want to be judged for being overweight. I just want to slide under and just be like, oh, you look all right now. I'm not looking for anyone to gratify me saying, oh, you're beautiful or that. I just don't want someone to comment that I'm fat.
It's a protection.
Yeah, 100% protection. That fear of being judged and that fear of being disrespected for so many years because of my weight has left me, like we talked in last week's episode, quite fearful of people's judgment. And as much as at nearly 40, I'd love to say what other people say doesn't matter, it hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, but not only necessarily what other people say, it's what you say about to yourself.
Mm.
Oh, you know, like the cassette tape or CD or MP3, if you're of a younger age, of the things that you play in your own head. Like, you know, that same holiday... Whereas with my mum, I have a photo of just me. And it's interesting, we get into the comments here, but someone else talks about how when they look at their holiday photos, there are very, very little photos of just them on their own. And I do have one. And I think actually my mum had printed it and I stole it from her because there was no way ever I was going to print this photo. But I put it on my fridge and it's still on my fridge now. And for the first... 2 years of my Slimming World journey, that photo was in my book. So I always had it in my book with, you know, as I was writing, going and weighing in and doing my weight, because I knew it was a reminder that I don't want to be that person. I don't want to feel like that anymore. So in that sense, I think what's really interesting is how people here are talking about what photos stop them doing, but also how they're coming to peace with photos from the past. And then what are they doing to kind of feel a little bit more comfortable, I suppose, in photos that are happening now and in the future. Because it's like, you know, like Caroline here talks about what kind of really made her stop was they did a photo at work, and it was a full length photo of her and her colleagues. And that was the signifier for her that made her realise like how big that she'd gotten. And so what she's decided to do is now she's put a collection of photos over the last decade, and they show next to each other, they show her gradual increase in size. And then she uses that as motivation. But then, you know, she's 3 stone down now. And the photo she's taking now, she puts next to and continues that journey so that she can compare and see that she's going in the right direction. I mean, I think it's amazing that you actually have these photos, because if I'm honest, they don't exist. I don't think I have any of these photos over the last 10 years. They're gone. They deleted.
And that's what I'm trying to say. It's those photos that have never been taken or been deleted that may be a piece of a jigsaw that you're going to miss in the future. So maybe that's what we need to work on, is actually, you know how when you wrote your letter to yourself, you thank the Claire that you've been because it's made you the Claire you are today. These photos are your story. And while it may really hurt right now and you don't like what you see, they will be part of that jigsaw puzzle. They will be part of that letter you write to yourself, or what your grandchildren see about you, or whatever. So it's really important that as much as they hurt, they're there. That's what I've learned, because I've got chunks of my life that are missing. I've got years where there are photos of all sorts of things going on around me, but I'm not in them. You wouldn't know I was there. Have you got things like that, or are you not as insecure as me?
No, I have. I think also like the nature of photo taking
changed. Yeah.
So when Facebook came, I think I joined Facebook 2007.
That's when I joined.
Then I think that's when most people joined.
Oh, I thought it was like a connection.
Oh my God, we joined the same time. Oh, sorry, yeah. I've completely poo-pooed that. I didn't mean to be so rude. That's amazing that we joined
the
same year.
Remember how insecure I am?
We didn't even know each other and we joined Facebook the same year. But I think what that did was it stopped that kind of, you know, the old...
Oh, I love that.
Then take it to Boots and you get it printed. I remember we went on a geography field trip and we had one of those cameras where it had 24 shots.
We had them at our wedding.
Hopefully people took good photos or polite ones or whatever. But in this geography field trip, one of my friends took 24 photos of nothing but poo. And she paid for somebody to print that. Well, I mean, the camera's on the table. And then afterwards you go and get it printed and see what the hell were people taking photos of. Oh, dear.
The carnage that unravelled, yeah. But fun.
But then I think it stopped us printing.
And it allowed us to change it. I remember the wedding photographer saying to me, Anna, you can't preview these, you know. I said, what do you mean? He said, after I take every shot of you after you've got married, you're not seeing them. And I was like, no, but I need that control. He said, no, the whole beauty of a photo is that unexpectedness, that you don't know what you're going to get when you get it back from the printer. We've lost that with digital age, haven't we? We can retake, we can re-edit. Whereas before, you'd do a couple of angles and then you'd wait to get the negative, wouldn't you? And you'd hold it. There'll be people listening that don't know what we're talking about, won't there? But we now learn that we can recreate and create an image that we want, so that other people see a view of us that isn't true. You know, how many times, I was talking to someone the other day about a dating app, and, you know, she'd been on a few dates with men that really bear no resemblance to the men on the photos, because they'd totally been able to edit it in a way that made them enhance their look, shall we say. You know,
I think women are probably worse than that, because of all this kind of HD brows and contouring and stuff. And then when they get there in person, I know from a lot of my single guy mates, they've been like, who is this? That does not look... What?
Totally.
Yeah. But, you know, the idea of, like, chunks missing and regret, I suppose. Like, Lanny sent us a message saying she was always the one behind the camera. Aww. And when her son was born, she avoided the camera as much as possible. And in fact, there's hardly any of her with him in his first year. And it breaks her heart. But that is something that's motivating her. I mean, like, graduation. I have a story to tell about graduation. I'll tell that in a second. But, M says, the turning point was the realization that I was shying away from photos. I was getting people to delete them. I was over 16 stone and size 18. I was the first person to go to uni in my family, but I didn't want to hate my graduation photos. So put a plan in place. Joined Slimming World January 2017. Lost 3 stone, graduated. Then did her PGC teacher training, lost another 2 stone over that year, graduated. So she has 2 sets of photos showing her journey. She's not at target yet, but she is 5 stone lighter, size 12, much happier about having her photo taken.
Love that.
The graduation photos are very interesting. So one of the things I find, you know, oh, a bit cringe, like Matt is going to meet my mom for the first time this weekend and he's going to come into our house. And I know, because lockdown's kind of prevented, it's like, you know, he's here, we spend all this time, but he hasn't met my family. So that's going to happen. Okay. But I'm also like, oh God, all those photos that your mother puts on the mantelpiece. And the embarrassing ones are like kids and stuff, like, please don't get them out. And thank goodness she's going to listen to this after this event has already happened, so I don't get any ideas in her head. But there are 2 photos, and she knows about this. There are 2 photos that are on the mantelpiece at home. One is my graduation when I was 21, my bachelor's graduation. And one is when I was 26, my master's graduation. And I wasn't happy with my weight in either photo. I went to uni at 18. I think I put on about 2 or 3 stone whilst I was at uni. I never weighed then. Never weighed until I joined Slimming World 7 years ago. And then 26, I was huge. In my eyes, I was huge. I mean, obviously, I wasn't my biggest. But I hate that photo. I absolutely hate it. But in that week, I won an award at The Guardian. I graduated. I got my first contract as a BBC Radio 4 assistant producer. You know, it was one of the best times of my life. But I just... what my appearance shows to me was a desperately lonely time, because I spent all these years chasing to study, to get this promotion, to win this award. And I was like, what do I do now?
Yeah,
almost like this, like, yeah, what I've done it now. What comes next? And I was burnt. I was exhausted. The chasing of working 7 days a week, studying a master's part time. Yeah, I basically wore myself out. And the cost was that I put on a lot of weight. And my goodness, does that photo remind me of that? And I look at it and think, oh, instead of thinking, wasn't that an amazing week? That was one of the best weeks of my life. I nailed all of that in a week. Like, wow, I'd look at it and say, oh, I would rather. I'm hoping that now we've got our niece, my niece in the family, that that photo gets covered up with nicer, newer ones. What I need is like a wedding photo or something of me in a hot bikini,
no pressure.
I could just cover that one up. Yeah. But it's just so interesting. So when Em said about this, the seeing the difference, when Caroline said about seeing the difference, I was like, yes, I understand that. And it does make me go back to these certain photos that have such an impact in your life. Like, I'm going to swear, okay? So if you've got a child, just dip the volume. I call these moments your fuck it moments, right? These moments are things that define your life through choice or circumstance. I even do a podcast series about the fuck it moments. And I think it's interesting when you kind of look back at the evidence of these. Like, for you, it's your wedding photos. That has a huge impact. For me, the graduation was a huge moment in my life. That holiday with my mom. I don't know. It makes you kind of think, okay, so what are my moments? You're probably talking like 4 or 5 photos in the whole of your life that really define what these moments are. And there'll be ones that come up immediately and maybe other ones that, you know, are less obvious. But it does make you think.
Do you know, thinking about photographs, I've thought more about photographs since I've become a mum and since I lost my dad than I'd ever really thought about, because they mean so much more to me now. Whereas they meant so much at the time because I was so critical of myself. And didn't want them taken, but actually the power of a photograph and how much sentimental value they have, I hadn't realised until I got older, because I had no one I missed that much. And that's why for me, photographs are so powerful now. And I've made a promise to myself that I'm going to be in every photo that Phil wants to take, Daisy wants to take, because they're so important to look back on. You know, my mum has such embarrassing photographs. Early 80s child. So they were taken in the late 80s, very posed. I don't know if you had them in your family. Very posed photographs in photographic studios, where we all had to wear our school uniform to be posed in. And I don't know if you've noticed, Claire, but I flare my nostrils. Have you ever noticed that about me? You'll notice it now. I flare my nostrils an awful lot. And I don't have a small nose. It's quite a profound, slightly Jewish nose that I possess. And my mum has in her hall, as soon as you walk in, a picture of all three of us. And Claire can see what I'm doing. I'm just like this in this photo. I'm nearly 40. I was 7 in this photo and it's still in the hall. I don't like people going into mum's house because of this photo. But now I have decided that I'm going to embrace that photo. I'm going to get my mum to send me a copy because that brings back so many happy memories of when I was 7 and having the photos. It was a great day. But I'm going to stop looking at my flared nostrils and I'm going to celebrate Anna's nose, because Daisy's going to look back at that photo one day and be like, oh, mummy, do you get where I'm coming from? You're just still laughing about my nose. Look, have you noticed it now? Look what I do.
I mean, the thing is, nobody ever says, oh, aren't they beautiful nostrils?
No, because it's no one would ever say that about these bad boys, Claire. Look at the size of them.
Are they hairy? Are they hairy? No. Well, that's good then.
No. Have you got hairy nostrils?
Yeah, a little bit. I have to trim them. Anyway, this is... See?
Shall we stop? Because if we go down a hair aisle...
We never knew this about each other. Next time we see each other, we're both going to be looking at each other's nostrils.
Oh,
get away from the camera. Right, come back. Let's get back. Stay
okay,
on
get
message.
Back.
Slimmer with a Dream. I couldn't find your name, I'm afraid. But that's a lovely title,
yeah.
I think. My prom photo has become my motivation over the last year or so. Looking back, I remember how uncomfortable and unhappy I was at the time. After that, photos didn't happen for years because I hated the thought of there being evidence of my self-hatred. There's another one here, Tracy. Now, her biog, actually, on her Instagram, I thought... This might prick your ears up. She says, following a back injury, personal trauma and spinal surgery, after I gave up on myself, I'm now ready to work hard and get stronger. I mean, that wasn't in the message, but I just clicked on just to find your name, Tracy, and I was like, boom, she means business.
Yeah.
Here's what she said. She says, being overweight stopped me having photos with my family. I look back at Christmas. I am not in a single one. You know, it stopped her going to social events because she didn't feel comfortable in clothes. She didn't want to draw attention to herself. This taps into similar to what we were talking about last week about fear. Fear was stopping her from being herself, from being who she is, despite the fact that clothes size has nothing to do with who I am. Meggie. Right, so autumn last year, she went on not one, but two trips. I don't think it was a buy one, you get one free. New Zealand, she went to New Zealand to see a friend get married and then went to Disney World to celebrate her 30th birthday.
What a year.
They took loads of photos, yeah. But when she came back, they were mostly of scenery or her with others, not many of her on her own. When she looks at these photos now, the feeling of being so uncomfortable in her own skin that she felt at the time is just overwhelming. She felt super insecure. She wasn't confident in the outfits she was wearing and she just wasn't really living in the moment. And that makes her sad because that's not really the feelings that she wants to hold on to from these kind of special memories. So now she says... Doing the weight loss, I'm looking forward to finally being brave enough to be on a photo on my own and see me living life to the fullest. I also look forward to the day where I can look at my bigger self and see past her weight and remember she was actually having a good old time.
Oh, I love that. I love that she's thinking in a different way.
Yeah. And this is one, like, just for us to kind of round off this subject. So Mel gave us her story, her why, and also a little bit of advice that I think I think is worth all of us taking as, like, some good final words. Mel says her daughter's prom was 9 years ago. She avoided being in any photos. It's something that she now regrets. Since then, she's lost 9 stone. She's been at Target for 5 years. She says that she wouldn't say that she loves having a photo taken now, but doesn't mind. What she's saying here, I think that's because I spent so many years hiding away from the camera or pulling funny faces. Yes.
Yes.
Because that's it. I never do serious ones. I always do silly ones. Yeah. Her advice to anyone, wherever they are on their journey, would be not to be afraid of the camera. You are worth so much more than your weight.
Bang on. Look, I couldn't even get the words out then. You are so much more than your weight. And don't let it stop you from seeing the things you love or being part of the photos of the people you love.
Yeah. Well, it's been a very emotional episode, this one.
Where did those tears come from?
Because it matters to you, that's why. And you're right, you know, you've made me think about photos in a different way. And I am lucky and I am grateful that I do still have my mom, who I'm super close with, and I need to not take her for granted. And I need to, every time I see my niece, I will take photos, whether I have makeup or don't have makeup. And yeah, I will embrace that. You've made me think about things in a different way, Anna. You always do anyway. You're good at that.
And my nostrils.
And your nostrils. Exactly.
Oh, dear.
Well, we don't know what we're talking about next week. We'll think of something between now and then. In fact, if you've been inspired and you've got a suggestion, then send us a message at Simmerville Podcast on Insta. Come follow subscribers on Apple, Spotify, Castbox, Audio Boom. There's a ton of places. Or just send us an email. We're like good old-fashioned pigeon via email, simmerwillpodcast@gmail.com. Have a super week.
Bye for now.